Hello, my name is Ashlyn, and I am a student at Minnehaha Elementary School in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Today on KTWH, I will be reading The Three Little Chips and the Big Bad Salsa Man, which I wrote for Miss Peterson's class. Once there were three little chips. They invited their chip friends over to have dinner. When they started eating, the Big Bad Salsa Man came. The chips knew that the Big Bad Salsa Man ate chips. The first little chip ran as fast as he could to his house. But later that day, the Salsa Man came back, and when the first little chip was sleeping, the Big Bad Salsa Man broke in and sucked the little chip into his salsa mouth. It tasted good, he said. The next day, the chips changed their names to the two little chips and had a funeral for the first little chip. At the funeral, the Big Bad Salsa Man was there, but the two little chips did not even invite him. They were worried, so they stopped the funeral and told the chips to go home. The next day, they did the funeral, and the Big Bad Salsa Man met them there and ate the second little chip. The third chip ran to his house and locked the doors. After 5 hours, he went to bed. The next day, he woke up and read the mail, paid the bills, and drank some coffee. When he read the newspaper, he saw that the Big Bad Salsa Man got arrested for murder. He was so happy. For the rest of the day, he celebrated. After the party, he felt bad that he lost his two brothers, so he did another funeral and said some stuff about his brother and sat down. They sang songs and had lunch. The third little chip went home and watched TV. Then he saw something. He saw two angels. It was his brothers from the dead. The chip was so weirded out that he fainted. 9 hours later, he woke up and saw his brothers were playing Mario Kart. They were really good in getting first place in every round. 10 years later, the Big Bad Salsa Man escapes. He bombed the jail. Later that day, the Big Bad Salsa Man came and ate the third little cookie. After he ate the cookie, he looked for the third little chip, but he could not find him. He was hiding in the top of the tater. But later, Sue, a human, came and ate the third little chip, and his brother Angels were still playing Mario Kart. Then the Big Bad Salsa Man got arrested again. Then it was Easter, and the brother Angels got back alive somehow and had candy. 20 years later, they died for some reason. But the story is not done yet. The Big Bad Salsa Man had the worst time in jail, and the other chips and salsa mans ate the Big Bad Salsa Man and lived happily ever after, even though they were dead. The end.